Avodah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Bavli, Daf Samach Zain. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, and the Mishnah at the top of the page. Yain Nesach Shenofal Agabe Anovim, Yadicham, Bein Mutois, Vimhoyu, Mavukois, Asuois. If Yain Nesach fell on grapes, he must merely wash them off and they're permitted, but if they were cracked grapes, then they become prohibited. Masa Bebaisus, Benzonen, Jehoya Mevi, Groigus, Besrina, Rishtabu, Havio Shoyain, Nesach, Algabeyan, Ova Maislev Nechachomim, Vehitiru. There was a case when Baitus ben Zonin, who brought dried figs by boat, and the barrels of wine of Yai Nesech broke all over them. The question came before the Chachomim, and they permitted it. The general rule is whenever a person would derive benefit from the flavor given by the prohibited item, it's prohibited. Whenever a person would not derive benefit from the flavor given by the prohibited item, then it's permitted. For example, if vinegar of Yai Nesech fell on ground beans, since the flavor of the vinegar only worsens the flavor of the beans, it is not prohibited. The Gemara says, Masnisa b'shaloi nedaldal choismam. Av nedaldal choismam k'mevukois hein. When the Mishnah differentiates between non-cracked and cracked grapes, it's referring to grapes still attached to their cluster that still have stems. But if they don't have stems, they are considered to be cracked. Ma at avidla k'yayin b'yayin or k'yayin letavshil. The question is the wine that fell on the grapes viewed like prohibited wine falling into permitted wine, or prohibited wine falling into a pot of permitted food? Inta avidna k'yayin letavshil, then the correct guess is machlokes will be mei v'chachamim. Inta avidna k'yayin b'yayin, it should say divrei hakol asa. If it is viewed like wine falling into a pot of food, which worsens the flavor of the food, it becomes a dispute between Rav Meir and the Chacham as to whether it's permitted. If it is viewed like wine falling into wine, since it improves the flavor, all agree that it will be prohibited. Amar b'yochanan hadad at amar b'roitchin avar b'soinin osa shekein derech b'nei tziporin oisin kein v'koin oisoi shachlaya. Rav Yochanan says when the Mishnah discussed vinegar falling into beans as an example of mixtures that worsen the flavor, it was referring to hot beans, but cold beans would be prohibited as the people of Sipoya would regularly add vinegar to cold beans, which they called shachlaya.